Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaita Mesechtes Ksubis Perigud Aleph Mishnah Gimel. So let's quickly remember what we learned in Mishnah Beis. In Mishnah Beis we learned, because Mishnah Gimel is really an extension of Mishnah Beis, the Tanakama holds an almana, whether she was never fully married, she's just an almana from Erisin or from Nisuyin. Now her husband died, she has a right to collect her ksuba. She can sell her husband's property even without an official bezin, either for her food or just to collect her ksuba. She doesn't have to go to a bezin that they should collect it from the yarshim. She can sell it on her own. She could take the money for her ksuba or for her food. This is a major kula, major leniency. But we're assessing that the husband would not have wanted that his almana should have to go to bezin, and it's very complicated, especially for a woman. She could be embarrassed. He probably did not want her to go through this embarrassment. Because stamazai, somebody comes along and says, the person that died owes me money, I want to collect it from yarshim. He cannot sell the nechasim on his own to pay up his chayv. It can only be through an official bezin. But the almana does not have to do it through bezin. Although she doesn't have to do it through an official bezin, so we learned in the last Mishnah that she should, however, do it in front of three people that know the price of real estate. You want to make sure that no one's being fooled over here. Rav Shimon disagreed. We're soon going to see our Mishnah here is an extension of Rav Shimon. But Rav Shimon holds like this. If she's selling for food, and once she was already in the suya, she was completely married, the husband has to give her food. Then we don't want her to have to wait. We don't want her nebuch to be hungry until Bezin can possibly handle the case properly. So whenever she's entitled to mezainis, she can sell without an official Bezin. But if she's not entitled to mezainis, for example, she was never fully married, it was just erisin, not nesuyin, so she's collecting for a ksuba, but not for mezainis. Here says Reb Shimon, no, you can't stam. Sell it on your own, there has to be an official bezin. Now Reb Shimon continues to explain as follows. As we begin, Perig Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. If you have an almana, machra who sold nechasim of her husband and collected ksubasa, the main part of her ksuba, which is the 200. Every woman is entitled to 200 if she was never married. It could be the husband added more. Oy miktsasa, or let's say she sold her husband's property and she collected some of the 200. Or for that matter, mishkana, let's say she went and borrowed money and she told the lender, this property is the collateral in case I don't pay you back. So mishkana for ksubasa, for the amount of her ksuba, oy miktsasa, or part of her ksuba. Well, let's say nasna, she just gave it as a gift. She gave away the 200. Nasna ksubasa, she gave away her ksuba that she was entitled to. Lacher to someone else for whatever reason, oy miktsasa. Or in all these cases, she gave away part of it. So according to Reb Shimon, once that happens, she loses her right to collect mezainis. Memela, even though we know there's still money owed to her, but from this point on, Laisimka, she can no longer sell any of the nechasim of her husband in order to collect the sashah, the rest of the money, ela bebezin, only with an official bezin. The Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim disagree with Reb Shimon on two counts. First of all, they hold that an almana could sell nechasim of her husband even if she doesn't need it for mezainis. Even Pasha, this is the money that's owed to her on her ksuba, like the Tana Kama held in the previous Mishnah. Besides that, the Chachamim hold that even if you collected a little bit of your ksuba, you don't lose your right to be supported, to get mezainis. So according to the Chachamim, even after she sold part of it, she still is entitled to mezainis. She can sell for her mezainis. She still is entitled to the rest of her ksuba. So the Chachamim say, my heresy, she's allowed to sell from the nechasim of her husband to collect her ksuba, afilu arba v'chamisha pamim, even little by little. Several times. According to Reb Shimon, you only have one chance. The Chachamim say no. She can sell her husband's property several times until she collects the full amount that's owed to her in the ksuba, whatever the husband promised her. And meanwhile, mecheres lemezainis, she can also sell for her mezainis because her mezainis is still owed to her, even though she collected part of her ksuba. According to the Chachamim, she does not lose her right to collect mezainis. The only time she loses her right to collect mezainis is after the entire ksuba is paid up. But until that time, she can sell both for what money is owed to her, as well as for her mezainis, shaloi bebezin, without an official bezin. But v'kaseva, she should write, when she sells for mezainis, she should write into the shtar mechira. This is just an eitz toiva. She should write L'mezoinis mecharti. I sold this for my mezoinis. People shouldn't think that whatever she's selling here is just for her mezoinis. It'll look like, wow, how much does she need to eat already? We don't want it to look bad. Remember, she has to get married again. We would like her to get married again. We want to open the opportunities for her. So therefore, being that according to the Chacham, she can sell both for her mezoinis, as well as for the money that's owed to her, even if it's not for mezoinis, we don't want to make it look like, oh, she's so desperate for food. That's how much food she needs. No, this is what I'm selling for my mezoinis. This is what I'm selling because it is owed to me. But this is only by an almana, a grusha. As far as a grusha is concerned, loy simka, she's not permitted to sell from the nechasim of her husband to collect her ksuba, ela bebezin, only in bezdin. And this is even according to the chachamim. Even according to the chacham who hold that an almana could sell the nechasim of her husband to collect her ksuba, not just for mezainis, not in bezdin, that's only in almana. Because we are assessing that the person, the husband that passed away, would have not wanted his wife to have to go through the embarrassment of standing in bezdin and answering questions. But in a case of grusha, not almana, he's not so worried about her kavod. And therefore, we can't allow her to sell anything unless it's through a bezdin.